Hey everybody, this is Pastor Rich, the media pastor here at New Hope Central Oahu. And before we start that countdown, I first wanted to just greet you and say thank you for joining us at Church Online. One of the things we're trying to do here is to create an experience for you that's not just watching church, but is just as engaging and exciting as walking into church in real life. And so to that end, one of the things we'd invite you to do is to go ahead and engage with us in chat. Use your real name. That way people can know who you are, say hi, ask about your family, and just you can be part of that community just like it was real church, as if you were walking through the doors. And so the other thing we wanted to let you know, too, is that there are people standing by who would love to pray with you. And, you know, to do that, to access them, there's a live prayer feature right here. So if you click that button, someone, you know, is going to connect with you and be able to pray with you in person, somebody you know from our church. And then also, there's also the opportunity to call somebody if you would rather just be on the phone. And so that number will be posted throughout the service. And then lastly, if ever you wish to, or you just want to send a note, you can use the connection card to send a prayer request. And so one more thing I wanted to tell you about today is that we're going to be doing something for the first time all together as a church, and that's going to be communion. You may have heard about it already. This may be the first time someone's telling you, but one of the things I want to invite you to do as the countdown is playing, if you haven't done so already, is to go around your house and find some bread, find some juice, so that when that time of our service happens, you're prepared and ready for communion with the whole church together online. It's going to be awesome. So with that, let's go ahead and get this countdown started and praise and worship the Lord together as a church ohana.
New Hope Haleiwa, Pastor Glenn here, and Pastor Teresa, and of course, welcome to our online service. And so today, we conclude our God's Kingdom in Hawaii series, and I pray that you were just as blessed as I was regarding that. So we also celebrate the 200th anniversary of the missionaries coming to Hawaii. Can you believe that? That was 200 years ago. Amazing. And of course, we get to do that this Palm Sunday.
And it's so amazing that we get to not only conclude our God's Kingdom in Hawaii series on Palm Sunday, it's the beginning of Holy Week. So I hope that you are preparing your hearts for Easter season. And we're so excited to join our voices with thousands of other Christians across the nation to declare this morning, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So let's join in as we sing unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Thank you. You are the God who
Father, we just thank and we praise you for just the opportunity to be able to worship and gather in your name, Father God, all over in everybody's houses, but yet we're still one as one church, Ohana, watching here online. And so, Father, we thank you for the power of music that really binds our hearts, Father God. We thank you for the amazing love that we have in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for just being able to be brothers and sisters in Christ. And Father, we want to pray for anybody that is struggling with sickness, Father God, that your healing hand would outstretch and touch every person to be healed in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, for divine wisdom for every person that is looking and working diligently to find a vaccine, Father God, for the coronavirus, Father. And I pray that you give them wisdom beyond all years so that they can be able to help those that are in dire need. And Father, we pray for the world right now, Father God, who would seemingly be filled with anxiousness and fear. Father, we bind the spirit of fear, we bind the spirit of anxiousness, and we loose the spirit of shalom, peace, in every family that is watching right now, but all over, Father God. And I pray, Father God, for a greater unity for the body of Christ to rise up and to intercede and pray for our nation like we've never prayed before. And so, Lord, as we conclude our time of worship, we just want to give you all glory, honor, and praise for who you are in our lives, for being the Spirit of God that binds us and unifies us and makes us one. As you are one with Father, Son, and Spirit, Father, we are one with each other. And so we give you all honor, glory, and praise. And Father, as we continue to just have that heart of worship for you, Father God, we enter into a time now to have communion with you, Father, because it was because of the blood of Jesus that we can have communion with you, our eternal Father. And so, Lord, we come in agreement right now and all over our homes across Hawaii, Father God, and even in the mainland, Lord, we're coming together to corporately do communion with you.
You know, I'm reminded of, you know, the Gospel of John when Jesus says, "Beloved, above all else, I pray that you would prosper and be in good health just as our soul prospers." And so as we do communion today, it's a celebration of staying healthy. But not only staying healthy physically, but staying healthy spiritually as well. And so as I go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 26, it says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take, eat, for this is my body.' Then he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" And so with that, as we celebrate and we not only remember just as what Jesus instructs us to do, but we also celebrate the victory that we have in Jesus Christ because of what he has done at the cross for all of us. So brothers and sisters, the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Days now and forever. In Jesus' name, we pray these things and all in agreement say,
Amen. Well, I pray that that time of communion was as powerful for you as it was for the Rosario Ohana here. Thank you for joining us with our worship. We're going to toss it over now to Chris Massad, who has a little bit of announcements for us and some exciting new things that we're going to be adding as a fellowship.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Chris here, and I want to welcome you to service this week. I'm so glad that you're able to join us today. Thank you to the Rosario Ohana for leading us in worship and to Pastor Glenn for an awesome time of communion together. Right now, we're going to move into our time of greeting. And last week, we tried something that we are calling the 3G moment. And 3G simply means to give God's goodness to one another. And so right now, what I want you to do is take out your tablet, your phone, your laptop, whatever it is used to communicate with one another. And I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. And for those 30 seconds, I want you to take your 3G moment, and then I'll be right back with some more announcements. Ready, set, go. Hey, welcome back, everybody. I hope that you were able to take your 3G moment this morning. And I want to encourage all of us right now to not just save those 3G moments for Sunday morning. As we continue to practice safe social distancing and staying at home, I think more than ever, it's important to stay connected and engaged with one another. And taking a 3G moment every single day is an amazing way for us to do that. Giving God's goodness away isn't something that we just say on Sunday as we go into our time of greeting, and it isn't something that's even exclusive to Sunday. It's something that we want to be and should be contending for every single day as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I want to encourage each and every one of us, and I'm speaking to myself too, this coming week to take a 3G moment every single day. And let's just see how amazing our week will look as we continue to focus on the good things that God is doing in our lives. And let's do that together with one another. There's a couple of cool things coming up in the life of our church this week that I want to share with you guys. And the first is starting this Tuesday at 8 p.m. and every Tuesday after this for as long as this quarantine is going to last. And it's our Tuesday night worship nights. And this past Tuesday, we did an amazing trial run where there was a good number of us in the room together. And it was just an awesome time of worshiping together, lifting up songs, laughter, joy, and just a sense of the presence of God. And so we want to invite you guys to join us again this coming Tuesday at 8 p.m. and every Tuesday after that. And let's just gather together and let's continue to cultivate that amazing culture of worship that we have in our church. And we hope to see you guys there this Tuesday. As most of you guys know, today is Palm Sunday, and it's the start of Holy Week that will culminate next week in our Easter service. But in between those two things is Good Friday. And as many of you guys know, we were supposed to do our Good Friday worship concert that we started last year, which was incredible. And unfortunately, because of the times right now, we're not going to be able to meet together live for that. But we didn't want to let that stop us from worshiping the Lord on that Good Friday. And so this coming Friday at 7 p.m., I want to invite you guys to join us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube Live. And join us as we do our first ever online Good Friday worship concert. It's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be so much joy and celebration of that amazing work of the cross that the Lord did for us on Good Friday. And so we hope to see every single one of you guys there. And I want to encourage you guys also to invite anyone that you know that is looking for a place to connect and worship together. This Friday night is going to be the way to do that again. So Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube Live at New Hope Haleiwa. It's going to be an amazing time of worship, and we hope to see you guys all there. That's all I have for you guys this week, church. Again, we miss you guys so much. We're thinking about you and praying for you. We love you guys all so much. And with that, I want to send it over to Pastor Rich with some more announcements this week.
Thank you, Chris. I'm Pastor Rich. And first off, let me welcome you to New Hope Haleiwa Online. If this is your first time with us, we'd love the opportunity to say hi and get to know you better. It's our desire to create an online community that you can belong to, not just create a program that you can watch. Towards that end, we'd like to invite you to fill out our Haleiwa Online connection card. It's easy, it takes 30 seconds, and we won't spam you. It's your opportunity to get more information about the church, its ministries, and share comments or prayer requests with the pastors and prayer team. Now, we have a bunch of announcements to share with you, so let's go ahead and get to it. As Chris mentioned, we are doing Easter next week at Church Online. It's never been easier to invite your friends to church for Easter Sunday, because now you can invite the friends no matter where in the world they live, and they can join you in your service. You can also use the share buttons below on the Church Online webpage to invite your friends as well. So go ahead and start making those lists and invite them today. Secondly, I wanted to say, as Chris mentioned last week, the amazing resource we have in Right Now Media. The good folks there have created a very special Bible study resource that specifically tackles the anxiety that we feel during this COVID-19 crisis. It addresses these four issues: anxiety about uncontrollable, you know, having things in our life that we can't control, anxiety about the economy, anxiety about isolation, and anxiety about when church can't meet. And so if you're new to church, indicate on your connection card that you would like to make New Hope Central Oahu your home church, and then you'll get an invite. And if you've been invited before, you've been around for a while, but you never quite responded to that Right Now Media invite, we would invite you to just remind us that you would like to do that again by filling out our Right Now Media sign-up form, which you can find in the forms menu on our website. Might be a link here right in chat as well. And that way we can help you get started and get plugged into Right Now Media. Lastly, just a quick reminder that some of the pastors are still vlogging on their Hope Vlogs, and the Aloha teams are still out there aloha-ing. And that just means that they're meeting the needs and sharing love in our communities. And so check out either of those by visiting our website, nhcohawaii.org. All right, now is our time to continue in worship through giving. And if you're new to New Hope Central Oahu, then please consider this service as our gift to you. But if you do consider this as your home church, then we would encourage you to give as the Lord leads you to. How? Well, you can use the Give button at the top of this page. You can go to our website, nhcohawaii.org, and go to the upper right and use the Give button there. Or you can text NHCO to the number 77977. And when you do that, you'll be given prompts on how to give that way. So let's go ahead and pray for the offering. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together, even online, with our church family and worship you in song, in obedience, and in giving. Father, Lord, we just ask that as we give, Lord, that our hearts would be able to do so rightly before you, God, that you would just continue to build us up and help us understand that our security is found in you, not in our possessions. Lord, as we give, we ask that you would use these gifts to further your kingdom and your work here in the islands. Father, we love you and thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, with that, let's go ahead and join Pastor Mike.
Aloha, everyone. Good to see you. Mike Palumpo here. And hey, don't tell anybody, but I'm at the beach. I know we're not supposed to be, like, you know, loitering around the beach and sitting, but I figured, like, it's, you know, it's early in the morning, you know, and nobody's here, so, you know, we'll be fine. I think it'll be okay. So sorry, officer. I guess I gotta go now. Officer wants me to leave. Okay, so we'll see you guys in a little while. That's better. Well, so here I am in my backyard. And actually, this is one of my most favorite places to be during this pandemic. I just come back here and spend time with Jesus. And this place actually has a very, very profound significance in my life. And I'm going to explain a little bit later on why it's significant also in all of our lives. So, but that's I'll tell you that at the very end of our message today. So today is very, very exciting because this is the bicentennial celebration of the coming of Christianity to Hawaii. So our series, God's Kingdom in Hawaii, has been really leading up to this weekend. So this is the weekend. To be precise, it was April the 4th, 1820, where the missionaries set foot on the shores of Kailua Kona on the Big Island. And they began their amazing journey to bring Jesus to the people of Hawaii. And as we know, it resulted in the greatest awakening that Hawaii had ever seen. And this was 1820. And thousands and thousands of Hawaiian people gave their hearts to Jesus. It was a wonderful, wonderful revival. And really the work of some very, very bold missionaries like Hiram Bingham and his crew who started it all, but also inspired by, as we learned in week one, Henry Opokaia, the first Hawaiian who gave his heart to Jesus. So let's just review really quickly the result of that revival. So here's a slide that shows you what exactly happened back then. 83% of Hawaii had come to Christ. Isn't that amazing? That's so awesome. They also taught the Hawaiian people how to read. And so they had a 75% literacy rate, which is really the second highest literacy rate in all the world at that time, second only to Scotland. And the Hawaiian monarchy had come to Christ, which is what we talked about last week, especially the queens were super significant to the movement at that time. And the Christians had helped to establish Christian education, commerce, and governance. And so they established a constitutional government and really gave more power to the people, which was amazing. All of this because of Christianity. So the Hawaiian language had like more of an oral tradition. Well, the Christians helped them to develop a written language. And of course, this is very significant because it led to the Hawaiian translation of the Bible. Come on, the good and special book. The Hawaiian people had this beautiful tradition of chanting, but they learned from the Christians how to sing melody. And so Christian song was added to the Hawaiian culture. And praise God. So if it wasn't for the Christians, we wouldn't have C&K, Kalapana, right? All of those, our favorites. So a tremendous, tremendous revival took place. Really, the first great awakening of Hawaii. So I want to fast forward now to today. So where is the Christian church today in Hawaii 200 years later in the 21st century? So here is a graphic for us. And as we can see, there are approximately 38% of the people in Hawaii that are Protestant, 22% are Catholic, 13% are Buddhist or Mormon or JWs, Jehovah's Witnesses or Jews, etc. And then 27% don't consider themselves to have any kind of religion. So if you ask Hawaii people today, there's a survey done, a Pew Research poll back in 2014. If you ask them today, do you believe in God? 62% said with absolute certainty they believe in God. Isn't that amazing? That's awesome. 18% are fairly certain. So that means that 80%, which is basically kind of where we left off at the end of the last Great Awakening, still are certain, either fairly certain or absolutely certain, that there is a God. 11% are uncertain. 9% said no. And then, how often do you attend church? Well, 28% said every week. That's over one-fourth of the population of Hawaii go to church every single week, just like you guys are doing right now online. 38% go at least monthly, sometimes two times a month. And then 34%, or about a third of the people, do not go to church or hardly ever go to church. So that's remarkable. 66% of Hawaii people attend church at least on some kind of regular basis. And there's a graphic of it there of how often people attend church. So this is really astounding news. Basically, the kingdom of God just has continued to advance. So Jesus taught us to pray this way, that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we've been praying that his kingdom would come and his will be done in Hawaii as it is in heaven. So let me just comment a little bit on this, because this is super, super awesome. I want to take you back to ancient Israel. So here is ancient Israel. Here I am in Caesarea Philippi. There's actually a cave back there. You see that there? And when we were here last fall, we got to experience the Holy Land and the Bible in 3D. So this is the place where the kingdom of God began to expand all throughout the world. And so it was from here that as an apostle named Paul, who got really lit up in his faith, and he wanted to just preach the gospel and plant churches everywhere. And he wanted to go to a place called Bithynia, or he wanted to go to Asia. But interestingly, the Holy Spirit said, no, you can't go there. The Holy Spirit prevented him from taking the gospel east. So he prayed about it, and he had a vision. And this was a vision of a man from Macedonia. Now, that's west of where he was. It's like Greece. So it's interesting then that Paul, he got sent west. And so instead of the gospel being translated into Indian or Sanskrit or, someplace east to where he was, Chinese, instead, the gospel was translated into Greek. And so we have all the letters of Paul and the entire New Testament all written in Greek as the gospel of the kingdom went west. And eventually, Europe had a massive Great Awakening. It expanded into England. And then it came to the shores of America, and the gospel of the kingdom advanced to America. And so, as we know, the Pilgrims were all wonderful believers, Puritans, and they established, the church in the New World, and the gospel continued to go west. And as you know, west of California is Hawaii. It's us. So missionaries actually came, as we know, from Boston, the New England area, and they came to Hawaii, another great awakening. So if we keep moving west, what is west of Hawaii? So now we see the gospel expanded into Asia and into China. The biggest church on planet Earth right now is mainland China. Where is the fastest growing Christian church in the world today? Well, if you Google that, the fastest growing church in the world today is Iran. Yep, Iran. So we see that the gospel of the kingdom has circled the globe. Now, there are lots of prophecies in the Bible that have to do with Israel coming back together again as a nation. I will gather you from the four corners of the earth, the Lord says. But it's like, since 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed the temple, destroyed Israel, there was no nation of Israel. For thousands of years, those prophecies didn't make any sense. Until 1948, the fact that Israel is now a nation again is a telltale sign that we are at the end. And look where the gospel has gone. Completely around the globe and back to Israel. So folks, we're at a very, very significant moment in history right now. Can you see it? God's kingdom has basically gone all over the world. In the summer of 1994, that I first heard the Lord's voice in my mind say, Mike, you're not going to be in youth ministry forever. Now, this was a shocking thought to me because I had been a youth minister for 14 years. It was all I knew. It was all I wanted to do. It was something I thought I'd be doing for the rest of my life. That set me on a course. And in 1995, New Hope Oahu began, and I joined Pastor Wayne and Yopawau from the very beginning that summer. Remarkable, almost like Hawaii's second great awakening. It was crazy. And then, and here's how, this spot is significant to all of us at New Hope Central Oahu. I felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to start a church. And that church became New Hope Central Oahu. So you see, friends, this is actually where the church began. It was such a significant moment that I decided to build an altar to the Lord, almost like a kind of shrine to that summer in 1994, when God spoke to me so clearly in my heart. And it's been my privilege and my honor to be the founder and the pastor of this wonderful, wonderful fellowship for these past 21 years. The reason I tell you that story today is because there's another prayer that the Lord taught us. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 38, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray, therefore, to the Lord of the harvest, send out more laborers, more workers into his harvest. Our church started with just me, Mona, and the kids, like five of us, and Caleb was a baby. But now look how many there are. And we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers from three campuses. We have full-time staff, an amazing, amazing board of directors, and all of you. It's like incredible. You see, when you pray the prayer, Lord, send more workers into your harvest, you have 100% assurance that Jesus is going to answer that prayer. And so that's why we're all here. That's where you came from. You are an answer to prayer. Let's continue to advance his kingdom. Pick up where all these wonderful pioneers, Henry Opokahia, Hiram and Sybil Bingham, Elisha Loomis, and Queen Kahumanu and all the queens. Let's take up that legacy. Let's pick up where they left off. Amen. Aloha ke kua. God bless you. Love you guys. Father, we just want to thank you so much for this weekend, Lord. This is the bicentennial celebration of when you came to these Hawaiian islands. And God, I, for one, am a product of that. I came to Christ here. So many of us came to Jesus here. The first thing we want to do, Lord, is just give an opportunity for people who have not come to Christ to come to Christ right now. So if you are here, and you have not yet given your heart to Jesus, would you open your heart to Jesus right now? Just pray this prayer. Just say, Heavenly Father. Go ahead, just pray that prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross and taking away my sin. I believe in you. I receive you. I turn away from my sin to follow you. And now make me a part of your kingdom. I just declare that you are my Savior and you are my King. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and you are my King. And welcome into the kingdom of God. And friends, if you've come to Christ and you've not yet become a worker in his harvest, we're praying for you to be activated. Just like I had a moment, right here in my backyard, and the Lord spoke to me about planting a church. Lord, I pray in the same way, you will speak to people right now about what they are to do to expand your kingdom, to advance your kingdom. Put it in people's hearts right now to lead an Ohana group, to go talk to friends, to go talk to family, to go FaceTime with them right now. Thank you, Lord, for our sister Gail Nita, who led her cousin to Jesus this past week. Lord, we just want to pray for more. Ignite your children right now. Set us on fire to tell people about you with all the love and joy in our hearts. In Jesus' name. All God's children said, amen, amen. Well, God bless you guys. Aloha Kea Kua. Next week is Easter, and we're looking forward to that. Until then, aloha.
Well, aloha, everybody. Wasn't that an amazing message from Pastor Mike? And I pray that you were just as blessed as we were with this message. So thank you for tuning in.
And we look forward to worshiping with you again this coming Friday for our online Good Friday services at 7 p.m.
God bless, everybody. Stay healthy.